Hello, my name is Abir and I'm interviewing Annie today, who came to our workshop, audio workshop, and I've got a few questions for you, Annie. How did you know about our workshop today?
I was looking on the SMU website for some other information. I was looking for some of the local newsletters, newspapers, and I just spotted it and I thought, well, that looks interesting. There was a guy that I was working with who was interested in video, so I sent it off to him. And then I thought, oh, maybe I could do it too. Maybe I could do the audio one. Maybe I won't be the oldest person in the room.
No, certainly I am the oldest person in the room. Don't worry about that. I just want to know something about how do you feel about the Commonwealth Games that they are going to be held next year in Glasgow? How do you feel about them being in Glasgow? Do you feel that we are in Aberdeen here, you know, sort of related, or is it just far away somewhere else?
I feel a bit neutral about it, to be honest. I was a bit critical of the Olympic Games. I thought it was a huge amount of money, that there was no connection with Scotland. And then when it started, I got totally engrossed. I don't normally watch sport at all. So at the Commonwealth Games, it's like, well, what's it got to do with me? Can I be bothered going down to watch anything? Will it just be a huge amount of expense for the country, for the folk that are going along? But I was listening to an article on the radio yesterday, and apparently Scotland has been voted the third best place to visit next year by Lonely Planet, and I thought, well, maybe we should be a bit more proud of having got the Commonwealth Games, and maybe I should be giving it a bit more support than I have up till now, to be honest.
Okay, and how did you feel when Aberdeen was not shortlisted as a city of culture?
Not the slightest bit surprised, to be honest. I think Aberdeen has fallen. There's some brilliant pieces of culture going on. There's some really interesting kind of, like the SMART consultants, SMART, whatever it is, they did a really fascinating project the other week up in Rubesa Terrace Gardens. But I think this council has made some really, really bad decisions. I think Peacock's been given a very bad deal, and I think they've missed the chance for Aberdeen to be a really vibrant city of culture. Hopefully that chance will come again, but I wasn't the slightest bit surprised. Dundee has been miles ahead for a long, long time, and they deserve to be in the running, and good luck to them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Annie, and I hope you enjoy the workshop today.
Thank you.